I think a lot of us think that healing only come in the physical or human sense. But God did not only desire to heal us physically, He desired to heal our soul. And that's why we, as Christians, just like what St. Paul said in the Alleluia verse, right? That we are being entrusted to preach the message of reconciliation, to reconcile people to God, to turn them back toward Him, so that their souls are healed, not just their physical body. I've seen so many people who have come to me, "Father, please pray that this sickness, this disease might be taken away from me or the people that I love." And I mean, I get it. Especially when we're sick, when we're tired, when we have to fight against a physical illness or a disease or something that's really burdening us. We want the yoke to be taken away, right? But the good Lord is not just going to take that away and so that we can go back to our usual lifestyle, the way that we used to live before all of this. He wants to love us even when it hurts. He wants to be with us even in the storm, even in the hardship, even in the trials. He loves us where it hurts the most. And that's why Jesus didn't cop out when he had to endure the pains. The pains of being whipped almost unto death, right? The pain of being crucified on the cross. The pains that he had to underwent in order to love us. God's love for us, it's really personal. Life-giving. Is our love for him the same way? Or will we abandon him when we don't get things our way? Jesus today healed the man who was a paralytic. And everybody looked at that man and said, "Oh no, you can't do that." Right? But Jesus must have seen through his soul and healed him, forgave him of his sin, and then made him well again. This is who God is. He's not interested in doing things to be seen by other people. He's interested in our eternal salvation, our well-being, our soul. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, we're called to do the same. Are we willing to preach the message of reconciliation so that people see the truth and turn back to Him? Or are we too worried about this and that we keep other people away? So may we humble ourselves and recognize that we're all His messengers, messengers of reconciliation, messengers of truth, messenger of love, so that all who will encounter us will see that God's love radiate in us and through us.